black area over in your old court where Dolly used to live? Does that have a name?
Yeah, but I can't think of what it is now. It was just a small area, though. That's just a little pocket. I doubt very seriously if there was 1,000 blacks that lived over there. I can't think of a name that saved my life right now.
Okay. Well,
I might think of that in a little while.
All right. What about the neighborhoods that have their own financial sections of shopping districts? Like, does the Jewish community in Morningside have its own little financial district?
Well, it depends on what you want to call a financial district. I'm sure that there's some branch banks over there, but I don't think that they're in districts. I just don't think you call it a financial district. There's plenty of little shopping areas over there.
Like the Highland?
Yeah, Virginia Highland always has been a major shopping intersection, but it certainly wouldn't be a financial district. It's just grocery stores, laundries.
Was it a major ethnic kind of, shopping?
Well, it didn't used to be. That started out back in the 30s. That was, I guess, probably 99% Christian or white Anglo-Saxon Protestant over there. But it's just through the years, fact of the matter is, when I was in business with Barry, he told me that they lived on the far end of Johnson Road, and they wanted a house real bad on Sussex. He showed me the house a lot of times, and he said that Jews weren't allowed to buy houses on Sussex. Just two blocks away, they drew a very strong line.
Wasn't that in the morning? That was the
morning. That's the morning side, yeah. It's one of the nicest streets over there.
And so then you would designate where the areas where the rich people live as the Sandy Springs.
The Sandy Springs
Buckhead
area, which would come into the outskirts of Buckhead, but you can't really say that Buckhead is it anymore because there's so many apartment buildings there and so many of the older houses on the smaller streets that have really just been taken over by hippies. It isn't as elite a section as the greater Sandy Springs area.
Okay, what are some local landmarks within the Atlanta area, like parks that maybe have a certain name that an outsider wouldn't be familiar with? Where did you all used to go?
We used to always go to Piedmont Park, but there's no secret about that. That's a well-known park. We didn't know of any private parks that I can think of. There are some old parks that don't exist anymore. There was over there where Broadview Plaza is was a big lake. It was a swimming lake. They called it Mooney's Lake, I believe.
Yeah.
We'd go there. You paid money to get in. Used to be a semi-private country club out in Cascade Heights that I think was called Black Rock that you'd pay to get in. But I'm pretty sure it's gone. But we would go to Piedmont Park more often than not. We'd go to Grant Park occasionally. And of course, when I was growing up, when I was dating, we'd go to Stone Mountain. That's about it.
Okay, and how do you refer to the municipal airport? What is it?
Atlanta Airport.
If you would say that you'd be arriving at the...
Atlanta Airport.
You ever call it Hartsfield?
No, never have. Used to call it Candler Field. Because that's what it used to be named.
Okay.